Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, A Mother's Joy. First Kings chapter 17 gives to us an account of a mother who is on a path that is going to bring her face to face with the man of God. It is a mother who is having to rear her son without the help of the child's father. The Lord tells Elijah that he has commanded a widow woman to sustain him during this drought that Elijah had prayed would come upon the land. And the Lord sends Elijah to Zarephath, and there he does find this woman. When he encounters her, she says, "I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." So she has no hope beyond this particular situation. Here is one who does not have the help of her husband to help her during these difficult days. And so her thoughts perhaps did run to the situation that, well, if he were here, he'd know what to do. He would provide for us. But you know, the Lord takes a special concern for widows. He has a special place for widows. and those who would make merchandise of the needs of widows have a special place of God's wrath awaiting them. The scriptures tell us here that the Lord said to Elijah, tell her to go ahead and provide this food for me, and then she and her son may eat thereof. And this woman believes the man of God. And the Lord God of Israel does provide, and the barrel of meal does not waste, does not run out, and the cruse of oil does not fail. The Lord does provide. Now, see, this kind of trust is that which evil people will make use of and make merchandise of these widows. But the Lord takes note of that. And this woman, she, having this kind of trust, does as Elijah has said. The Lord, of course, does provide for her. In verse 17, as time passed by, this son that this woman had grows sick, and his sickness takes him out of this life. The scriptures say in verse 17 that there is no breath left in the child. The Lord, indeed, again, is aware of the situation. And the woman, having a heavy heart, as she cared for her dying son who had died, says to Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? At this point, she was grieving. She was grieving because her son was gone from her. And now it's despair. She had known the security and the blessings, the nearness of God, and how that he had shown his faithfulness. But when her child has been taken from her, all of that pales into nothingness. And so she now says, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come to call unto me? Come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son. So she indeed feels as though she is being punished, perhaps, for something that happened in the past, that her child was not safe because of something that she had done. And again, that is a natural feeling when there is a loss of a loved one. If I had done thus and so, or is this brought on because of my having done this particular thing? But you know, the Lord is able to help beyond those things. As Elijah said, give me thy son. The son was lifeless at this time, but the Lord does give life back unto the child. You know, we can say that again today in the spiritual sense, that everyone who is without the Lord is lifeless, has no spiritual life. And we say to these, give your son to the Lord, and the Lord indeed will see to it that the child will live. He provides life for the child. A mother's joy is when her child is in the hands of God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.